Hey you. Good morning. No, I haven't been awake too long. No, I didn't want to wake you up. I was checking my phone because some of the girls went home. And they wanted me to tell you that they love you and they hope you're okay and that if at any point you do want to go pick up your stuff, they will come back. I think there's still a couple downstairs, but yeah, that's all good. I was also looking at scholarship stuff. I hope that's not overstepping. I just figured, yesterday it was kind of like a big deal, and we had no like actionable plan except for like you coming to live with me, which by the way, you're still welcome. I still want you here. But I had no like way to fix things yet other than that, so I figured I would look while you were still asleep. Yeah. How'd you sleep? I don't snore or anything, do I? I've never slept beside someone for a really long time before. Like, we take naps and, like, we have sleepovers, but. No, you don't snore. You're fine. Even if you did, honestly, I sleep like the dead. So. No, you're good. Is there anything I can do for you? Okay. I hear the girls moving around. Yeah, I'm gonna make breakfast here in a little bit. Oh, no rush for us to get up. They have free rein of the kitchen. They know what they're doing. There's a stocked fridge and everything. They can cook for themselves if they are hungry and impatient, or they could order something if they want. I do smell coffee, though, because they are not heathens. And we all need coffee even if we wake up without an alarm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we can talk about the scholarship stuff later. Of course, yeah. And you definitely don't have to decide about if you want to go pick up your stuff today or not. I'll be honest, a small selfish part of me is enjoying seeing you in my clothes, so taking that away from me is kind of cruel and unusual punishment, and I don't know if you should treat your girlfriend like that. I think you should just wear my clothes all the time. No, you're right. You're right. You have stocked up a good wardrobe, and I do like the clothes that you pick. Dressing like me all the time would be weird. So just when we go to bed. Oh my god. I'm just really okay, so here's the thing. We have a guest room. So like if you want your own space, you can, and I think it's important that like you have your own space. I think like, well, you can put all your clothes and stuff in there. And you don't have to sleep with me all the time, obviously. I want you to feel like you're at home. And moving in together, I know, is really fast. And yeah, I know. Do I sound as nervous as I feel? I just realized that, like, it's a big step that people normally do later in life. And we're doing it now because of circumstances that weren't great. And I just don't want you to, like, I'm being mindful of codependence, you know? Like, I want you to still be able to be your own person and stand on your own feet without me. So I think it's important that, like, you have your own space, you know? So your own room, your own desk, your own bed. We can sleep in here some nights, we can sleep in there some nights. Some nights we can sleep apart if you just feel like. I know. I might be being a little bit overly cautious, but I worry about you, and I want you to know that you can, quote, escape me. I know you would never say that, but I just want you to know that, like, you don't have to, like, be attached to my hip. I think space is good. I think spending time apart is good. I will admit that the idea of you being here is exciting, and I hope that it continues to be exciting, and I think it will. But, you know, I don't want to, like. Sure, it's okay? Hi. How you doing, pretty girl? Waking up with a cute girl in my bed is actually best case scenario. I mean, it would be weird if it was anyone but you, but since it's you, it's best case scenario. Good morning. Hey, Andy. What are you doing with those hands? Hey. Oh. Well, hello up there. I like this angle. You want to pay me back? Okay, that's not how this works. Our relationship is not transactional. I mean, I'm not going to stop you, but you don't owe me anything. Well, hello. Good God, this is the best morning ever. You look pretty on top of me like that. Your hair smells good. What are you doing? Ah. Oh. Okay. A wicked little mouth of yours. All right. Oh. I'm pretty sure you're aware I have, like, the most sensitive neck. You want me to part my legs so you can... Huh! Hey, you! Fuck. Oh, that feels nice. Yes, I'm squirming my hips against your knee. You put them between my legs. Fuck. Come back up here and kiss me again real quick. Thank you. Where are my hands going? Under my shirt that you're wearing? Can you take it off, please? Oh, God, you're a fucking beautiful sight. Yeah, I'll take mine off, too. It's only fair. Here you go. Sit up just a little bit. Your nipples just looked really inviting. It's not biting if I don't press down. I'm just putting my teeth on them. That's all. Okay. That's not fair. Your fingers feel really fucking nice, holy shit. Yes, I'm wet. You turned me on, so. Oh. Thank you, baby. Fuck. Please don't stop. In your panties, it's fine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God, you're wet. Fuck. Wait. Why are you taking my hands away? Fuck. Where are you going? Hey, kiss me first. No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Okay, if you want to. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop you. If you wanna put your mouth on me. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck, your lips feel good, please. Yes, that's the stairs. It's fine. No, please don't stop. Please don't. Please. If they hear it, they hear it. Fuck. They're giggling. They're not laughing at you. Fuck. Please don't stop, baby. They're giggling at us. And honestly, fuck. If they want to listen, they better be quiet. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. I don't care who hears. I want the world to know what it sounds like when my perfect fucking girlfriend decides that she wants to go down on me before breakfast. Fuck. Fuck. Then go downstairs and wait. Thank you, baby. Fuck. Okay, they're going. Fuck. Lay sit on my face. Please. Baby. Come on. Thank you. Put your pretty thighs on either side of my head and let me suck your girl cock, please. Please, baby girl. I'm focusing, I swear. Please don't stop. Fuck, your fingers feel good too, shit. You struggling to focus, baby? That's okay. Yes, I top from the bottom. Are you upset about it? That's what I thought. Baby, I'm gonna come. Fuck, please don't stop. Sensitive, please, 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 please. Okay, 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 okay. No, I know I could take a break, but I'd rather focus on you. Roll over. Put your head on the pillow. There you are, pretty girl. Look at your lips, all fucking shiny. Let me make you come. That's it, baby girl. Chase your orgasm. Go ahead. Go on, baby. Come for me. Just kissing my way back up. Hi. Hi, baby girl. Good morning. They don't mind. I've walked in on them doing worse. They only heard it. I think they just think it's funny that I'm so infatuated so quickly. No, they like you. If they were upset in any capacity, they would have banged on the door. No, you can and will look them in the eye again. It's just the two of them, and they won't tell anyone. I know that, like, there's this stereotype that everybody in social groups knows everything, but no, they won't tell anyone. They're, like, my best friends. I mean, I'm not ashamed for people to know, and I know you're not, but that's our business, you know. Okay. I was supposed to make you breakfast, and then you ate me instead. Well, yeah, to be fair, we both kind of ate. My legs feel like jello, so, like, I want to do the thing where I offer to get you water and a towel and be super cute, but I think I just want to lay here with you for just a little bit. And then we can go down. I'll make you some French toast, and we can plan our day. But, I think I'm good. I'm good here right now. I just want to listen to your heartbeat. And play with my hair. Mm-hmm. I'll play with yours later. As, like, payback. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I could get used to mornings like this. How'd I get so fucking lucky with you, huh? Okay, good morning, baby. We'll get the actual day started in a minute. Just a minute.